So a question about how SNAP is a part of the next Farm Bill. I know in the 2014 Farm Bill, in the lead up to it, there's a lot of talk about splitting SNAP from some of the commodity programs. And you had mentioned that a lot of the representatives in the ag committees in the House and the Senate are from ag regions. So how do the ag committees approach SNAP and sort of politically going forward? Do you expect to see there be a call to split them up, or how do you see that going?
There is zero likelihood, in my judgment, that nutrition programs will be split from farm subsidies in the context of a debate over a new farm bill where the focus is largely, in truth, on farm subsidies. Zero likelihood. If you're going to split politically, splitting nutrition programs out from farm subsidies is something you do after the farm bill, not during the farm bill debate. In a rationalization of how, let's say, cabinet offices are organized. So that's how you would move nutrition into the global income safety net for all households, non-farm and farm households. That seems to me to be what's going to happen. And the lesson was learned last time around. House Republicans tried to shift nutrition programs into a separate piece of legislation. They were successful in getting the vote in the House, but the Senate knocked the idea on them, and it never happened. And there's really no push to split nutrition from farm spending in this bill. In fact, the politics work the other way. If you look at the membership of the House committee in particular, and that's more interesting than the Senate in the sense that districts are more narrowly defined in terms of population, demographic characteristics, and so on. Crudely, you can say there are two types of people who want to be on the House Agricultural Committee. Congressmen with farm districts, and there are only about 35 districts with more than 5,000 farms in them right now, and that number shrinks every decade because farms are growing in size. And the other members are from places like Central New York City. Charlie Ringel served on that committee for years. Why? To protect food stamp programs, nutrition programs, the interests of the urban poor that are core members of those districts. So the interesting question is, will the ag interests in the House and the food stamp nutrition program interests in the House fight with one another, or form in a coalition where deals are made? That's the interesting political question, and the truth of the matter is, I don't know what the answer is. But I think it's pretty clear that there is no empathy for cutting nutrition in order to protect farm subsidies like crop insurance subsidies, ARC and PLC subsidies, which this year are going to cost about $8 billion.